Yigimel Beis, the last line. The Mor is trying to explain how Maimon Shloshim works. So the Mor suggested one explanation that the person makes the original shibud to the malva and to anybody who is going to come machmasoy because of the malva. So his original shibud was an expansive shibud. The Mor says the problem with that is that it would be limited to people who were alive at the time of the halvor, because you cannot be machna to neilodim, so you cannot be mishabed to neilodim either. So Mor says, so therefore that pshat, we don't find there's such a limitation in Maimon Shloshim. According to the Maimon, it says that it works even by milva, that you can only be machna to, we have to check on the age of the individuals receiving it and the time of the loan and see if he was alive at that point in time. Okay. Hello, Mer Rashi. So Rashi says at Nupsha, that so the question is, how does he get the recipient of the chayv? How does he get a shibud on the life of Ella? Bahiya Amar Rashi Bahiya No the Komishtanya Le Bein Milva Yeshana the Milva Chadasha Gomer Umishabin Avshe. So when the recipient receives it, the recipient is just getting it right now. It's almost like there's a new loan. So the loiva many times will receive an extension of time under the circumstances. The malva whatever was whatever. The malva says, you know, whatever, I'm out of this. Now he has to deal with the new malva. And the new malva usually can ask for some time. So because he received a time extension, he's meshabed himself to the new bal chayv.
So it only works if there's a time extension?
Well, that's the Mor's next question. Amalei Huna Mar Berei to Rav Nechemiel Rav Ashi Elamiyato, according to that logic, Yon Hani the Beibar El Yoshev the Kafsi was Shukli the Altar Hachinam de Lokono. So, but there is certain people which they're tough people. They're not going to give me any extensions. They're going to want it right away, and they're going to actually physically force you to give it right away. So, according to your thought process, Maimon Shloshim wouldn't work with such people. So you'll say, you're right, it doesn't work. In Kenesata, the Rechel Ishurin. So you're making up a halacha which has it's become extremely individualized, and that's a halacha which is very hard to apply. It doesn't make sense that that's the logic. Okay, Elam Marzutra, Hani Tlas Mili Shavino Rabban and Kilchus Abulatami. You're right. There's no logic behind Maimon Shloshim. Chazal set it up that it works, even though. There's no logic how it works. I think we've discussed different times why Chazal make a zakana and how Chazal make a zakana are two different things. The motivation they have motivations to make it. But when they make the zakana, they want to make it along the lines of established concepts which we have and work with the concepts that we have. So this is an exception that we don't have an established concept how it should work, but we felt the need was necessary. We use the kefir hefker, and we're going to make it happen. Why? Because whatever the reason is. How? Because we said so. So Tosis is going to point out, look at Tosis, that the Chazal, the reason why they're doing this, that wasn't the question. The question was, what vehicle are they using to make it happen, we don't have a good vehicle to do it. Okay, so there's three things. That Chazal set up, which are Mechilas of Latayma. We don't have a good logic why it should work. We have reasons why we do it. We won't have good logics how it works. So Chadaha, one of them is this. Maim Shloshtan. Ve'idach. What's the next one? Damer v'yehuda mishmol ha'kesef kol nechasev le'ishtoi. So if he wrote all of his property to his wife, we said that he did not mean to mark everything to his wife and not give anything to his children. So we say he didn't mean it. We say he did not mean it, and he meant to make her an apichopis, that she's now the one who has full control of how to buy and sell, etc., but the property still belongs to the children.
Still, it's no more than a
right. He wrote also Matana. You don't find anywhere that we have a vehicle how to say that the person writes Lashon Matana, that the Matana is not a Matana. Now, Chazal said the reason why he did it meant Lach L'Kovet, but the vehicle is going to be Hefker Best and Hefker. We don't have another vehicle how to make it work. V'idoch damer of Chananya Hamasi Isha Divnoi HaGadol Babayis. So if he built a house for the purpose of the wedding, and they took the wedding took place in the house, Kano, the son is kind of the bias. So even though the son did not do any Kenyan, there's no such Kenyan as Kenyan Chasana, right? He had Chasana here, so now it's his, right? You make a chas in the hall, therefore the hall is yours, right? Those are kinyan. But because I'll set up that it works. Okay, the more is going to say a story of my Mishloshtan. Omele Rav, the Rav Acha Bardalo. So Kava de Marika is Ligabach. I have a claim on you of a Kava's worth of Marika. Marika was a type of a vegetable. So you owe me a Kava of Marika. Yave Leploini, give it to so and so. Bapei Kamino called the Hadronabi. And I'm saying this in the presence of that other person, in order that because he's here, I'm going to be uncomfortable backing out. So this way, I won't back out. The Mora says, "Mechal di boy harbe, musti harbe." It sounds like Rob is saying that he could back out, but he's doing it in the presence of that other person in order that he won't back out. But not that he can't back out. So Mer says, no, that's not what he meant. That means even to Maimish Loshtun, you can back out. Rob is arguing on the concept of Maimish Loshtun. But we had before, Rob is the one who was the source of the din of Maimish Loshtun. And the Mer says that Rob said even a case of Milva. Okay. This word says Hakakamer. No, the word Malolo Lo Nitlo Lachazara. I'm doing it in his presence. It's not like I'm asking you a favor. Just please give it to so and so. But halachically, he's kind of, and I can't back out. Okay. The word says Ha'omer Rav Chadazim. Rav already said this halacha. So why is like Rav stressing the halacha details? We know what he holds. So more says, I would have said almost a backwards swara. And maybe that halacha is you're talking about a large amount of money, which is that's the case, which is a large amount of money. Remember, a month is 100 zoos. The average person could live full, covering all of his cost of living, food, clothing, shelter for a year. 200 zoos, this is a half a year's worth of a salary. Right? It's a large amount of money. So I would think that's when Chazar Masakin, Maimon Shloshtin, that it works. We need to transfer large sums of money, Chazar Masakin it. A Matanam Wetis, Lonely Boy Bafana, we could even do it without the person being there. Just the mouth and the life, I want you to give it to someone, so it's good enough. A larger amount, we said we need all three parties there that you're transferring it. And a smaller amount, you can even transfer it even without Maimon Shloshtin, just Maimon Shneim. A large amount of money, maybe he's not really serious, he wants to transfer it. So the presence of the person makes the seriousness, which Chazal held, was enough to be magnet. Maybe you can get that level of seriousness by small matana even without the person being there. Kamash Malone, the Rav said, no, I need all three people to be there to be that it's effective and can't back out, because otherwise he could back out. And it's not a question of seriousness. It's not seriousness. It's not the point. You need my mishlosh. Dr. Ashin, so we're holding on Ashin, Gimel Bay is Nasa Karmelite. It's about halfway, a little more than halfway down the page. So the Mora wants to know, actually, we should call on the Rashi, my time. My time with Milbakana, Holesa Be'ena Delitne. How does it work to be marked? If I be caught in, it's here. He's being marked. But if it's not, there's nothing here to be marked, so how does it work? So now, it's like the Leiber told the Malba, B'shas Matan Mos, Davah, Chazal set up that we deal with it as if the Leiber told the Malba at the time of the loan. Meshavadno, mehashta. I'm being marked. I mean, meshav myself now. Whoever's going to come through, as you're going to transfer the rights to it to somebody else, the person is coming based on because of you, based on the transfer. I mean, meshav myself to you and to whatever that is in the future. So he's going to be meshav himself now. He'll ki amrlei tzareil the pliny. So the Mishas Matan Mos, Ishtabit Lay. So he's been Mishabin himself to whoever that individual is, and we'll find out later on if or and who that individual will be. So Mora says, okay. So then, Hikna Malva Zu, if the Malva is marked in this, Nerlodim, Shesesh Hamakabal Nerlod Akar Oisahabo, if the recipient of the rights to the loan was not alive at the time of the loan, he only was born afterwards, he's not going to work. The key of the time of Mishum Shibuda, the Kibbutz Lay Loiva B'Shas Havor, the Shibuda the High, the Osimach Masei, who the reason why he works is because the Loiva is Meshabed himself at the time of the loan to whoever that individual will be. This person was not alive at that time. So Lakani, because the feel of the mayor Domer Adamaka Domer Shalabala Oilam, person can sell something before it comes into existence. Kagan Merker Paris Deco. Or Masha Tala Mitsudasi, the Morris is an example. I'm selling to you the fruit which will the tree will produce in the coming year. It doesn't exist yet. Or I'm selling you the fish that I'm going to capture with my nets tomorrow. Tamer says it works. But Hani Mili Kimakna Li Adam Shiyashta Ba'alam. But even according to Mayor, you can only makna to a person which is alive now. He cannot be makted to somebody who was not here at the time of the kinyan. I mean, makted to a child who will be born. So that verse does not work. So being mashabed himself to a child, shibud is a form of a kinyan. Being mashabed himself to somebody who was not here doesn't work either. So we should then, the halacha would have this escape clause, which we didn't find that that's true. So for the more said, Vayano the Kamishtanya Hai Milva the Gabi Hai, that the loan is changing. Milva Yeshana from an old loan by the first Balkhaiv, Milva Khadasha to a new loan by the second Balkhaiv, the recipient of the loan now. So he'll get an extension of time. So because of the law of the extension, Gomer Hashta B'Shas Amir. So now at the time of the Maimon Shloshtin, he's Meshaben Navshe B'Leib Sholim Lahai U'Mintzik Mikamas. He's been Meshaben himself to the new party under the understanding that he'll no longer have a chayv to the old party. That's the arrangement. Okay. The Morris says, well, that's just logic. Hani Debar Yashiv. Why Makabal Zeh Olam Kozik. Shayna Mamtin, if the recipient is a person who's a strong individual who's not going to give any type of an extension. Hani Debar Yashiv. What about them? The Morris says, you're right. It functions, Marzucha says, Kehilchos Avlo Taima. Kilo Kibla Moshe Halacha Misinai. Shane Sark lost his baton. He says it's kind of drabbanon, but it's going to function like a loch of Moshe Sinai. Why? Because. So one is this. What's the second one? President wrote all of his nechassim to his wife. He made an apichopel. L'hachnis l'hoitzi. She has the rights. She has the power. She's empowered to act as a manager, to buy and to sell, etc. Well, he should cost a lot of matana. He wrote as a matana. Loi kanat, and she's not kana. Vein tam bedover. Al kach tiknu vehefker besin hoya hefker. So it works with the little hefker besin. In general, the word hoya is a lot of Svarim assume that the word Hoya is because of the censor. The authorities didn't like the idea of Hefker Bezen Hefker. It means that the rabbi's court can override whatever we're doing because they're Hefker Bezen Hefker. Once upon a time, in the time of the Jews and the authority under the temple, then Hefker Bezen Hoya Hefker. So they would add the word Hoya to get past the censor.
First of all,
that's what it sounds like. Hefker Besen, Hoya Hefker. Once upon a time, Hefker Besen was Hefker, but nowadays it's not. That's what it sounds like, but that's not true. So why they write it? Because the censors, the time of the in the Middle Ages, didn't like the Jews. They would censor every one of the books to make sure that it was written in a way that they were okay with. So sometimes they had to write things in to let to get their senses off their back and let them promise to save her.
Yeah, my edition doesn't have Haya.
What?
My edition doesn't have Haya.
Oh, okay. You have Haya? Who else has Haya? You have it? I read Green Girt? Craig, you don't have Haya? Okay. So the sensors now have changed the bag. Okay. There's some Gemaras where it has the word Hefker and Haya Hefker. In the Gemara it has it within parentheses. So you're supposed to get the idea that. It was not made for living in it. It was made for the base chasnus. So Rav said, and I'm saying this in his presence, the presence of the recipients, they're not going to back out. What he said was the following: the fun of Ani Maftichecha shall Echzer be. He's telling the loiva, give it to this person. In his presence, I'm telling you, I'm not going to back out. So you loiva can feel confident that you give it to him and it's done. Because theoretically, what might happen? You might give it to him and say, you know, I changed my mind. I want my loan. He says, well, if I gave it to someone, well, that's very nice. Deal with him. But he still owe me. You still owe me money. Right? No. I'm promising we'll back out. Which means, like, boy, the meheder must see harder. You tip meheder. You tell me he could back out. Is asking it as a question, but to me, it's read as a question. But Rav was saying that and this arrangement which you're doing cannot be retracted. Since when I bring the recipient here and I tell you the loiva in the presence of the recipient that to give it, the taste say nale, to give it to him, sulamotzi mahadronomy, I can't back out. Why did Rav have to stress that I can't back out? Rav already said halacha that my mishloshim works. So how do you mean? I would have thought the being in the fun of you that it only works in the presence of the recipient is matana beruba kagayin mana, but a small amount like a kavet the marika. Maybe it'll work even without the person's presence. The reason why Rav stressed that he's doing it with the third party here, even such a small amount requires all three parties.
Rabbi, how did we wind up actually posking in terms of somebody has a loan, but the original loan lender dies, so the child who's not yet born?
Yerusha works on a hava. That's not a problem.
Right, so then why?
The kind of question was, I want to be maknet to somebody who wasn't here. Okay. Reuven lends money to Shimon, and now he wants to be maknet to Levi. Levi wasn't alive at the time of the loan. So that he wants to be maknet to somebody. The Gemara says if it's based on a sheep.
If Levi was his child, it'd be fine. If Levi was somebody else.
Yeah, well, if it's his child, Yerusha works. He can't be maknet to his own child either.
Right.
All right, but when he dies, it'll transfer to his child. Until the Tosha Hilchos of the Tam. Pirish Mashamo Liknas, that it works is no reason. Right? Because Tom usually sounds like a reason, so means that they made this halacha for no reason. They just one day they're in a mood, like, you know, let's make an interesting halacha. Like, that doesn't make sense. So I said, no. Well, Tom Yesh Lama Tiknu, why they made the Takana? They have a reason why they made the Takana. The question is, what vehicle did they use to make the Takana work? That's the challenge. Lama Tiknu my Mishloshin. Because Tikkun Shlo Yitzarek L'Tzarek Walas is Kinyanim, that finding a way to be makna the loan doesn't always work. Or you'd have to actually transfer the money, etc. Because in the chas of mishum lo shavik librei, yoy bilachrini, main darak lasses kain, alachalak lo kovid ulamanois apitropsa. We have to assume that he meant what he really wanted to happen was that she should be an apitropis. What he said doesn't lend it to that. And so, based on what he said, he would be forced. You know, we said, I don't care what you meant, but what the document says is I'm being magnet to you, her. So that should override what he meant, because Al said it's important that not to do so. They said it, and we're going to be magnet have present after it and override what he wrote.
So a person could just leave over a little bit for the son, and that would be effective.
That would be effective, correct.
But even though it'd still be like, you know, in their classes. Okay.
Correct. But the fact that he was nochis to the shear, so we say he must have meant it. Right? We're not arguing what he meant. We assume it's what he meant. The question was what the Zohar Shabbat made him the more. But over here, I know. Over here, if he left something over, he actually meant it. So then, the Chazal is not going to step in. Masi isha levnoi kishav meser kol masha yesh lo min abayis sabal alei died to the ben kafarish prepared kamisha meis. We're talking about a case where the father removes from the bias anything which belongs to the father, indicating that he wanted the house to belong to the son. So therefore, we gave it to the son. We have the Gemara in Ksuvus. Hein had a Dharma Nishan Iktim Amira, that there's certain things you can just be makir this with Amira alone without any kinyan. Right? Amar Gidom Rab, Hein Hein, by Shibudim, the person makes Kanasar backing out, I think. Says those are the ones which are Iktim Amira. So I told you then. Maybe you're right. I don't remember in South Division. I remember we just had a Xuvus in Dafku Pays. Stripe Sikta. The Machai himself to give a certain amount of property to the children by the time of a marriage. Seemed there was no Kenyan. He meant it. So I told you then, the Rishash says that the real Yusuf of Al-Kinyanim is the Gemiras Das, and the Maisa is a way to show that you really mean it. If you really mean it, are you willing to do some Maisa to represent that? The answer is yes, because otherwise, like, why does a Kinyan work? So I go over to the field and I close the door. Oh, cut in the field. Wow. Make any sense to you? I mean, we should say all Kenyan are held below top. So, I mean, understand the Kenyan of Yad, it's in your hand, so you're trying to. So I go to the item and I pick it up. Now it's mine. What's the logic behind that? So the Iker, as he says, the Iker Kenyan really is the Gemir's Das. The person wants it to happen. Because Al said that we need, we're not sure. We need Gemiras Das. You should be serious, totally serious. Well, how do I know? If you're willing to do some type of symbolic act, that indicates that you really mean it. So Chazal gave a definition of what's a symbolic act for that purpose. I mean, Hagboah, Mashicha, they're not the rice, they're the Kanas Chazal. So there are certain cases Chazal said with just Gemiras Das alone, you can be mocked or something. So if I want to make it yours, it's yours. So it becomes a very fuzzy line between B'chus and B'loi Taima. These things are, I really want to give it to you, so it's yours. By Chayv, it's harder because the Chayv is not a bar, someone you can be mocked about. It doesn't really exist. it's just a shibur. It's not a full-fledged item. It's a bimakna. But the bimakna of the bayis, I don't know. I never was. This tosis makes a fuzzy line a little bit to why is this different than any other kenyan? It's a kenyan which you can do by mirror. So why is this heckles all the time? And that's a sharp season called a logic. This is called heckles all the time. I'm not sure what.